Have you been looking for a podcast that'll keep you entertained for an hour? Have you been looking for a podcast that has cryptids, paranormal, and music? Have you been looking for a podcast that'll keep you on the edge of your seat? Have you been looking for a podcast that is a combination of haunters, cryptozoologists, folklorists, and many more, all in one place? And have you been looking for a show that is a continuation and extension of the Foggy Jack Live Podcast? Well, I have a solution for you. That's called the Foggy Jack Collective Podcast, where the haunters meet the haunted from around the world. That's right. We have professionals coming in from around the world to teach about paranormal, cryptozoology, talk about horror movies, and so much more. Please join us every other week on the Foggy Jack Live Podcast or on the Foggy Jack Collective Podcast. Just gotta search either one of those and you'll find us. Hope to see you guys down in the pumpkin patch where the haunters meet the haunted from around the world.
And welcome back to the Gloomy Star Minisodes, Episode 5. As always, please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com for them to be featured right here on the Minisodes. So, don't forget about the giveaway. I say a word twice in every single minisode, and on January 1st, you will send me an email with proof that you're subscribed to the podcast and that word as the subject line. So let's get into today's stories for the podcast. This one's called My Mom's Story. When I was a kid, my dad was out of town on a business trip, so it was just my mom, brother, and I. It was a cool summer night, so my mom left the windows open, but didn't feel comfortable with us sleeping in our rooms alone with the windows open, so we shared her bed. She was dreaming that night of talking to her grandmother, my great-grandmother. She says she didn't remember what they were talking about, but all of a sudden, Grandma says, "Kara, wake up!" She was woken by one of her toys in the closet making a noise. She heard Min's voice outside, so she wakes my brother up and tells him to stay out in bed with me. She went to the kitchen and saw a car in the driveway and two men standing and talking. She turned on the kitchen light, and they quickly hopped into the car and drove off. That is a creepy one. So her dead grandma saved her house from being robbed. So I guess that kind of gives us proof that our dreams are conscious. Our dreams have some meaning, a little bit more meaning to them. This one's called Ghost Move My Son's Bed While He Slept. I've been in my home 7 years with no strange activity until 8 months ago. It is in my son's room's drawer, door shutting. My son has told me his fishing chair is room spun around. What? This one does not make any sense. I think they might have had a few too many typos for me to read it, so we're just gonna move on from that one. This one's called Ghost Slammed My Son's Bed to the Wall. Oh, that's just the one that I just read. Sorry. Let me go down a little bit back into my email. Okay, this one's called A Small Entity Haunting Our Home and Scaring My Youngest. So, Okay, so I'm an atheist, but have had my own experiences to know ghosts, for lack of a better word, are real. I have my own beliefs on what they are, but I won't get into that. Over the last few weeks, I've been hearing a little person running around my house when I'm at home. Things sound like they are moving or crashing in the other rooms, but when I check, it's all normal. Laughter of a child in the house when I was alone and no one was on the playground. Then this week I saw it. It stayed just outside my peripheral, as I turned to look at the sound of a small person running. It was a small thing, like a child, maybe 3 or 4. It ran past. I heard it run down the hall towards the bedrooms, and that was it. Now ghosts have never scared me. Even violent ones never bother me. But I do take offense in my youngest child waking up scared during the night due to something he heard or bad dreams. Leave my kid out of it, ghost. He's not your playmate. Last night, my son woke us up. He had a dream something grabbed him and he came into our room scared. I asked my husband what the time is, and he said it was 3 a.m. I then get up, and my phone says exactly 3 a.m. I use the light on my phone to get dressed and check on my husband and son. I decided to just start working from home, and I took at my phone, and it still says 3 a.m. I know more than a few minutes have passed. I open my laptop and it says 3:07. I look at my phone still stuck at 3 a.m. and I shut it off and on. Only then does the time update. Bad enough, the poor thing is scaring my son, but so strange my phone was stuck at 3 a.m. for 7 minutes. My husband has seen a shadow run into the boys' room as well, as thought it was the boys, but when he checked, they were both in the living room, and no one had been near the rooms. So it's not just me hearing and seeing it. It keeps my up my son. What can I do? If it was just me, I would not bother with it, as they leave me alone, but it's after my baby and does not feel friendly. Well, I don't know exactly why they're asking me to help them with a ghost, but I would say in a lot of circumstances, if you just say please stop and go away, they really will. It seems very weird that you can just tell something to stop. If it doesn't stop, maybe sage or call a priest or a religious person, whatever you believe in. Seriously, people are putting off fireworks a week before 4th of July. I know you're hearing this in August, but I'm recording this a week before 4th of July, and people are already setting off fireworks, which is a really big pet peeve for me, but I'm not going to talk about that. But yes, if you ask and they don't go away, get in touch with a religious pastor, priest, whatever you believe in, just ask them to do a cleansing or something like that. I think we have time for one more ghost story, and that's going to be it for today's minisode. This one's called Ghost Knocking at My Door. This happened a few months back. I was at home alone and just chilling in my room. My dog often liked to lay with me, and this particular day we were doing just that. My parents were at work. My dad in another city, and my mom was at school. She works at my mom was at the school she works at, and my siblings were at school. And I know for sure no one was home. So I'm just doing my homework, and I hear a couple of knocks on my door. My dog immediately looks up silently towards the door. Maybe my brother was just home. I call out his name and open the door when I didn't hear anything. Well, you guessed it, there was no one there. Odd. The thing is, if it was a random person, they just happened to break into my house, my dogs would have went and barked as if weirdly. Wait. Happened to break into my house, my dogs would have went berserk
and were weirdly keen at only barking at strangers indoors. Besides, I never heard any footsteps. I double-check the time and notice it's only 10 a.m. Unless my siblings or mom got sick, there was no way they were coming home at such time. I was later assured that no such thing happened. I've had a couple of odd occurrences, such as things going missing and being replaced in the same exact spot only hours later. I used to dabble in the occult as a middle schooler, so maybe that's why. Our house has brand new when we got it and was only built on empty farmland. That is an odd one. Ghosts just knocking at your door. That's going to wrap up today's mini-sode. I don't know. There's not very many updates. Starting to paint out a picture that I want for the Halloween episode. It's going to be a lot better this year than it was last year. It wasn't very good last year. It was 2020. I've not done much this week. Just painted a picture, and that's about all. As always, remember to send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured here on the mini-sode. And don't forget about the giveaway that I talked about in the beginning of today's episode. Remember, you're never alone. And bye-bye.